We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Saturday morning, woke up to two things. There were two stories that gripped. One national, one local. And we're going to focus more on the local. The first was the national was the Jeffrey Epstein story that he committed, air quote, suicide while he was in jail. But the other one that grabbed me, and actually I saw this on Friday night, and it was a Reddit thread that scared a lot of people. And the police in Kansas City took notice as, Jamie, there was allegedly another attempt potentially for a shooting at a Walmart, and this time in Kansas City.
So what I had seen was the tweet from Kansas City Police, okay, and maybe it was Saturday sometime, but the tweet from Kansas City Police on Saturday saying, "We are aware of threats against a Walmart in our area," or something like that. It was their acknowledgement of the Reddit thread that included the threat. Since then, stories have been done about it, and they posted on Facebook about it as well.
This was posted on Reddit, and I cannot figure out if I think they got the guy that wrote it. But and if anybody knows, please send in a text with a link or whatever. Because this scared me on Friday night. I'm sitting there, we're getting ready to go to bed, checking my phone, and I see this. Before you read, I want to explain why I'm writing this on Reddit. Jamie, can you explain to people what Reddit is? Because I don't use Reddit as much as you do.
It's one huge message board, basically. Okay. A very organized message board. And usually it's what I use it for. Well, people use it for all kinds of things. But there are a lot of different categories. A lot of times, some of the advice columns that we do, people just go on and ask, you know, like there was one recently, men, when you're single, how are you, what makes you happy? It's just all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Or you can post news stories, but the point is that it's user generated content.
He writes, "Before you read, I want to explain why I'm writing this on Reddit. I'm about to commit the biggest mass shooting in modern American history, or at least that's my goal. I'm going to my local Walmart sometime today with my friend. We have two AR-15s, around 22 pipe bombs. There's no way we're going to change our minds now. But why? After me and my friend shoot ourselves, I want this to be documented greatly. I want this Reddit post to be a part of the documentary and what led up to the shooting. There's a large note on both mine and my friend's iPhones. We have the same thoughts, and they're very similar notes. When we're killed, the note will explain our reasoning as to why, how, and what led up, etc. Feds, by the time you're reading this, I will be well away from my home address. I'm currently hiding in a place where you will not find me, so don't even try it. Sometime today, my local Walmart is going boom, boom. Maybe Kansas City. Maybe Independence. Who knows? You'll have to wait and see on the news." It continues. It starts to get a little bit blurry on the screen here. "You'll have to wait and see on the news. See you soon," was the end of it. See you soon.
All right.
I saw it on Friday. I saw the tweet from the police on Friday. And then it started to gain a lot of social media attraction by the time I had woken up the next morning, Saturday morning at like 6 a.m.
So here's the update. Business Insider, I don't know why Business Insider took interest, but I guess it's Walmart. But 6 hours ago, this was the story that they posted. They talked to Kansas City Police Detective Robert Jorgensen, mentioning, like you said, the threat was posted this week to Reddit by someone claiming to have two AR-15 semi-automatic weapons and 22 pipe bombs. The Reddit post suggested the shooting could take place at a Walmart in Kansas City or Independence, Missouri. The post author said they are from Independence. Like you said, they claimed to be planning an imminent attack with a friend and said a large note on their phones would reveal information about their motives. Jorgensen said they could not provide information on whether a suspect has been identified or any other details while the investigation is ongoing. Kansas City Police assigned off-duty officers to local Walmart stores for added security. A Walmart spokesperson told Business Insider the company was aware of the post and had been in close contact with their stores I'm just looking to see if there was anything else. Mm-hmm. Kansas City police, and they had said this also, they'd said this on Facebook and on Twitter, that they were getting a lot of messages about, a lot of people saw it, a lot of people were contacting Kansas City police about it. They're teaming up with federal law enforcement in order to further investigate. And then on Saturday night, they said on Facebook, they're working with the FBI. Thank you to everyone that's been keeping an eye out and alerting us. I haven't seen anything about an arrest.
I haven't either. And I know that because some people were sending, when I was tweeting about this, they were sending links that they got the guy. Now, you're thinking of the guy in Springfield.
Yeah.
That this is obviously a copycat or whatever of.
Right.
Where they did get that guy. Turns out, by the way, his reasoning was social experiment, which
guy,
is why the Springfield guy.
The Springfield guy,
the Springfield guy. So I, and if anybody does know, shoot us a tweet at KMBZ Radio, text in a link to 22980, because I haven't seen if they got the dude. And Lee woke up to this, and she said, did you see this? And I said, yeah, because Lee is the kind of person where if I tell her about something like this, she won't sleep. She'll be awake the whole night. And I need her to rest. Obviously, she's pregnant. So I didn't tell her. She was a bit of a nervous Nelly on Saturday. And I went to Aldi to go grocery shop. And she was a little nervous for me to even do that. Even to do that. And there was no way in heck I was going to go to any Walmart in the area, including the one by me in Overland Park that's right by her house. It grabbed me when I woke up. It scared me when I woke up.
So CNN had said, and I heard this morning, that at least 8 Walmart locations have gotten threats over the last week. So not just this one. Mm-hmm. After the shootings 2 weekends ago. In Florida, there was a guy who was arrested after he allegedly posted a threat on Facebook that he was about to have his gun returned and people should stay away from Walmart. He was detained on Friday. Scrolling down, here were the other incidents. August 4th, there was a guy from the Tampa area that called a Walmart and told an employee he would shoot up the store. We had one out of Harlingen, Texas, post Saturday on social media. A lot of these were in Texas. Police in Westlake arrested a 13-year-old boy after the boy's mother brought him to the station on Saturday. That boy, 13 years old, will face a charge of terroristic threat for making a social media post Wednesday that prompted a Walmart to be evacuated.
A 13-year-old boy's life is ruined because he made a terroristic threat because he thought it was okay to do so on social media.
And then this list also includes the 2 out of Missouri, Springfield, okay. And then this one over the weekend here.
Man, one of the first things that the FBI warned about after the El Paso shooting was copycats.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens all the time. When you have one of these, you have people who are trying to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
8 of them? 8? And a lot of them in Texas, where the first one happened. A
couple of them in Florida.
That's messed up. That was really messed up.
I don't remember after most of the mass shootings that we've had lately that there were this many, I'm not even going to call them copycats because we didn't have shootings, but just this many threats that were so alike after any of the previous mass shootings.
I would like to know if you saw this pop up over the weekend. Jamie, were you at all apprehensive about going anywhere?
No.
Okay.
I saw it pop up on Saturday. This isn't a reason. Here's my head a little bit is in the space of it can happen anywhere.
Okay.
And so, yes, if I knew there was a specific threat against a specific Walmart, then yeah, I might take that into account. The thing about being public about your threat is that you're allowing then for police and for that store to get extra security there. In fact, it's probably never going to be safer than as soon as there is a threat that's been made public because they're going to put the extra security on. But I guess I'm generally in the space of there aren't a lot of places I'm afraid of because I don't know. I have no idea where the next one's going to happen.
Somebody had mentioned, I think we were talking last week, somebody messaged me about where would you go? Do you feel safe going to this place? You asked me, will I still shop at Walmart? And my answer to you was I do a lot more online shopping than ever, and this is another reason to do so. Somebody said, yeah, but you're going to go to Lowe's soon.
Yeah.
I did. You know, that afternoon I was at Home Depot.
And
buying
who knows?
Paint.
Who knows where your next, who knows what the next Target's going
to
be?
Does anybody pause a little bit before they go to somewhere? Did you on Saturday, if you saw this post about Walmart, 576-7798, do you pause when you think about going anywhere? 576-7798, Or do you text in 2290, or can you text in 22980? Or when you are somewhere, someone messaged us on Twitter earlier. I dropped my kids off at Target, but I told them to look around while they were shopping. Is that what
look
we're
around
doing?
For what? What do you tell them to look around for? I'm curious. Mm-hmm. For those that have said that, or for those that are telling yourself, look around, what are you looking around for?
576-7798, the phone number here on Midday with Jamie and Wicket. There was a threat made on Reddit over the weekend that this guy was going to go shoot up, assuming it's a guy, I don't know that, but let's be honest, that he was going to go shoot up a Kansas City area Walmart. The Department of Homeland Security is in on it. The Kansas City Police Department is in on it. I don't know if they've arrested anybody, Jamie. We haven't heard on either side whether he has or has not.
I would assume Kansas City Police would announce that so that people would know they got the person and they have not.
A couple of ARs, 22 pipe bombs, all in his Reddit thread. So we're asking you, because honestly, I was gripped by that, you know. And I know somebody's going to say, Mike, you can't let these terrorists dictate what it is you do. Well, I'm sorry. When I see a local area Walmart, a place that I go to from time to time, could potentially have a guy walking around with a couple of AR-15s and 22 pipe bombs, I'm going to be paused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he could be lying. It could be a Target. It could be an Aldi, a Hy-Vee. Who knows? But that's going to give me pause. Call me weak if you want, but I got bigger fish to fry. 576-7798. Steve, you're on KMBZ.
All right.
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air right now. Okay. I live in South Kansas City. I work in Overland Park, and me and my girlfriend, we just recently started doing the Walmart where they deliver to your car.
The pickup stuff.
And yeah.
Okay.
And never, I mean, I don't mind going into stores and stuff, but now that all this crazy stuff has happened, I'm very glad that we have been doing that.
So you would much prefer drive up, have walk out, drop it off, and get the heck out of there?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I will say, 20-something years ago, I lived in D.C. I was a meter reader for the power company, and it's when the D.C. sniper was going on. So I had even people I was working with then who refused to do their job because that guy was out killing people 20 years ago. So we definitely need to do something about all of these guns.
Hey, Steve, thank you for your phone call, friend. Appreciate it. Shawnee, Jeanette, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, guys. So thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Something that Jamie said just kind of resonated with me when she, you know, she said, I may not have the right quote, but what should your kids be looking for when we're talking about going to Target or Target?
Yeah, when you're telling them to be aware, what are you telling them to be aware of?
Right. Well, the reason that bothers me is that, unfortunately, everyone has said, if you see something, say something. I will not let the news or these people stop me from going where I want to go. But at the end of the day, if you see something, say something. I'd rather be wrong and offend someone possibly than be the person too afraid to say something and then it become, you know, a catastrophe. I mean, there is a fine line between paranoia and complacency, and I think we just need to find a good place there where just be aware of your surroundings, go about your day, don't be paranoid. But also, unfortunately, in this day and age, our kiddos do have to kind of be aware of a different kind of world.
You're darn right about that, Jeanette. Thank you for your phone call. We appreciate you getting in. How about to Jonathan up in Kearney? What's up, Jonathan? You're on KMBZ.
How you all doing?
All right.
Hey, yeah, I'm a 29-year-old. I live in the Kearney, Missouri area. 9 times out of 10, I'm in the greater Kansas City area. There isn't a time where I do not go without a sidearm. Wherever I go, never once have I had to pull it out and use it in any way, shape, or form. But the thing that I'm hearing over and over is the amount. One thing that concerns me about a parent, I have a child and I'm married, and one thing that concerns me is parents going and dropping their kids off and saying, hey, make sure you look out. Our responsibility for our neighbors, for everyone around, it doesn't matter. We look out for each other. That's why we're put here, is to help each other out. And one of the things we can allow are these people to step up and step in our way and saying, hey, you know, in fear of our lives, there isn't a gun problem. The problem is that people need help, and we're more willing to hide in our cars and in our homes rather than step out and help these people or say something like the young lady beforehand. She actually said, you know, don't be afraid of stepping up and saying something about a person that needs help. That's, you know, that's the main issue, is not sitting here being afraid of it and then going out and doing your business, but stepping up and saying something and helping when you actually need it. When someone needs it, I mean.
All right, Jonathan, thank you for your phone call.
But here's why we bring that up about telling your kids to watch out, is that the things that are happening, some of the mass shootings that we've had, including, you know, Aaron Langhofer that was killed last Friday night at First Friday, those are things that you are allowing your kids to go do on their own. You're dropping your kids off at the mall. You're dropping them off at, maybe they're going to go school supply shopping at Walmart on their own. And we keep saying we all need to be aware. We all need to be vigilant and see something, say something. And the question I have that no one's answered yet is, what are you telling them to be aware of? What are you telling them to look for? Because you can't just say, well, just look out and report anything suspicious. Like what?
576-7798 is always the phone number. I mean, this conversation that we're having gives me more reason to use Instacart and Amazon than ever. Because, you know, what are you looking out for? I don't know. What if I see somebody who I think looks suspicious? What the hell does suspicious look like? Am I going to be able, if a guy walks in with a gun and he's going to start opening fire, I probably don't have time to go around and be like, hey, that guy, gone.
And the conversation that we had last week about the Walmart in Springfield, looking suspicious is not against the law. So you go and you tell the person, the store manager, wherever you are, and then what happens?
That conversation still to me was a fascinating one, because the guy walked in a state where you can carry a rifle on your chest, on your person, in tactical gear, and you're not allowed to pull your gun on him, but the guy did. And our calls were split on whether or not it was the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do, the legal thing to do, the illegal thing to do. It is such a strange time. But are you pausing when you go out anywhere? Do you tell your kids, hey, keep an eye out for blank? We'll get to more of your calls. Mike James, you're on deck next. First, Sam Stevie is in the newsroom. 576-7798, right to the phones we go as we are discussing the Reddit thread that was a threat by a Redditor, somebody who posts on this website often, that he was going to shoot up a local Kansas City Walmart. We don't know where. It mentioned Kansas City along with Independence, and the police department in on it, Department of Homeland Security in on it. So we were discussing whether or not it makes you pause if you're going to go to a place like Walmart, or do you tell your kids, hey, look around before you go to fill in the blank, movie theater, Target, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Does it matter?
And if so, look for what?
Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Hey, Mike, you're on KMBZ.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was calling in. You know, I am of the opinion we need to remain vigilant. I agree with that. But that being said, going to my local Walmart, statistically speaking, I find, you know, it's a far greater chance that we're going to be mugged in the parking lot by somebody with a knife or a handgun, or killed on the way there by somebody driving a car while texting, than we are a mass shooter carrying an AR-15. You know, that's kind of where I'm at on that.
Mike, what would you have done if you were in a Walmart and you saw a dude, let's say you're at the Springfield Walmart, and you were the guy that saw a man walking down with an AR-15, assault-style weapon, whatever, on his person, on his front, in tactical gear, pushing a shopping cart down the aisle? What would you have done?
Well, like anybody else, I'd probably do my best to avoid, not be seen, you know, try to leave if possible.
Doesn't that frighten you that people are doing this now?
Well, yes, absolutely it does. But again, I'm talking about what is likely to happen, okay? That's a terrible thing. That's a discussion outside of this particular thing on whether it's changing your shopping habits. Because again, I don't think people realize how many deaths in America are actually caused by long guns or long rifles or shotguns. It is statistically very, very low. You find a far greater chance of being beaten by a hammer and killed that way than you do by a long rifle by somebody at Walmart. You know, that's what discussion is about, on whether it's changing your shopping habits. And I'm just saying
we had 8 copycat threats in a week.
Absolutely we did. How many of those resulted in something?
But is that really?
Is that the what you want to hang your hat on?
No, no. What I'm going to hang my hat on is, again, what I'm trying to steer the conversation towards is, I'm in my car right now coming back from lunch talking on Bluetooth, you know, sitting in the parking lot, actually. And on my trip to lunch and back, there's probably 100-fold, if not 1,000-fold, likely chance that I'm going to be killed by somebody texting and driving.
No one's saying that
it's
perfectly safe to do anything but be in America with guns. That's not the conversation.
Well, that's the same person that says, well, you know, we have so many accidents with cars, but we don't ban cars.
No, but we regulate them, and you have to have a license to have them and update that license all the time. And
right.
There are inspections that are done.
And I'm like you a little bit. Like, I don't know what is likely.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I mean, you say, well, it's less likely that, you know, you're going to be shot here or whatever. I have no idea anymore, because I never would have thought we'd be having a conversation on a Monday morning about a 25-year-old woman shot in line at a food truck at an event that I've gone to multiple times in Kansas City.
Makes you pause.
So I don't know what's likely anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, am I going to stop going to that? No. But that's why I'm asking, what then? You know, just because we don't, you don't feel like you can control it, doesn't mean that there aren't things you can do to try to protect yourself if that were to happen.
Mike, thank you for your phone call. When there is a threat against Walmarts in Kansas City, then that's going to make me go to Target. Normally, would I worry about going to Walmart even after the El Paso shooting and some threats in other Walmarts in the country? I probably wouldn't hesitate. But when there's a Walmart threat and I live in Kansas City, that's going to give me pause.
For now. But I guarantee you, in a few weeks, when we've moved on to whatever is next, you're going to be back to your old habits. And that's part of the problem. That's why, you know, that's why we try to have some of the bigger conversations about laws. Because in a few weeks, when your mind is in something else and we've moved on to other stories, the things that people are so not doing right now, you're going to be back to doing.
Let's go to James in Oak Grove. Hey, James, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Hey, I'm a police officer, and you're asking what you look for when you're out and about.
Well, what would you tell your kid? I mean, as we're having that conversation a little bit,
yeah.
And frankly, for all of us, the things that should, I'm not a trained police officer. I don't know. I know what makes me uneasy, but I don't know what I don't know that I should be aware of.
Well, and I tell you, I'm a police officer. I teach active shooter response to police officers and fire and EMS personnel. And what you said is exactly what you need to look for. The stuff that makes you uneasy. The stuff, and we call it JDLR, just doesn't look right. If it just doesn't look right, there isn't it. Probably it's not. You know, in addition to the guy walking down the aisle with an AR-15 strapped to him, you know, in this weather, it's like 100 degrees outside. The guy that's walking into Walmart or any place in a trench coat,
let me ask you a question about the guy in Springfield. Mm-hmm. You're an officer. Let's say you happen to be where the fireman was. Would you have pulled your gun on the guy walking down the Walmart aisleway with an AR-15 strapped to his front?
Well, also knowing that the guy had a camera or a
phone.
His phone with one of those film sticks, I probably wouldn't, because I probably realize this guy's one of those Second Amendment, I have the right to do this, jerks that's going to mess up the Second Amendment for everybody. No, I probably wouldn't, but I'd be on phone with dispatch giving, you know, a very precise location as to where he's at in the store, what he looks like, what he's doing. You know, if he started taking offensive posture against somebody, or, you know, then I'd probably act.
Okay, can I go back to your example here for a second? Because that's been mentioned before in terms of things to be suspicious of and things to be aware of. It's going to be 90 degrees tonight.
All week.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's say I'm out at an event, whatever event. Let's say tomorrow night I'm out at an event, and it's outdoors, and it's 90 degrees, and I see a guy that's wearing a big coat. Because I've heard that before as an example, because that means they're maybe hiding something.
Yeah.
He's not... Like, I know that because you told me and other people told me that that's maybe the sign of somebody who's suspicious. What is your suggestion then on who I tell, and what do they do about it?
You know what? It's one of those things. If you're down there at First Fridays, I'd approach a police officer. Hey, this guy's walking around with a trench coat, and it's like, you know, 150 degrees outside. He's wearing, you know, clothing that does not match what everybody else is wearing. it's stuff like that. That, you know, if you're walking down to a Walmart or a grocery store, you know, you've grown accustomed to what people look like when they're shopping. They're looking at the products. They're looking at the stuff they're getting ready to buy. The guy that's walking around with an empty shopping cart, that's walking around with a, and the best way I can describe it is like a predatory look. You know, like what a lion looks like when it's hunting zebra. It's stuff like that. Stuff that just doesn't look right. That doesn't match what everybody else is doing.
Hey, James, thank you, man, for your phone call. Thanks for keeping us safe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And take care. Officer James joining us. Final call goes to Monica in Kansas City. Go ahead, Monica.
Hi, yes, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to, excuse me, weigh in. I get so emotional. I'm so, so sorry. I am scared, and I think I'm not the only one. Let me get myself together. But I do have children. I have grandchildren. When my daughter told me about this Facebook Riddick, I was so scared. I'm like, oh, my gosh, because you never know where to go. Where are you going to run? What are you going to do? Do you not go to your store? Do you go to a different store? Is it going to happen at a different store? And just right now, when I was coming home listening to the radio, I heard about what you said earlier about maybe security, unmarked people being at Walmart and stuff. And I had to get a product that they have at Walmart. And I was scared, and I hesitated. Do I go? Do I go? Do I not? So I got off. I went to go get directly what I needed to get, checked out, did not stay any longer. And it's sad that you have to either shop or live that way. Question Jamie asked, what are you telling your children? What are you telling people? My granddaughter was there when they had that shooting on First Friday. When she left, I gave her a hug. I said, be safe. In the back of my mind, I thought I should just share with her, telling her, be careful, there may be gunfire. And I didn't. And I went to bed. I didn't know the next day that they had that shooting, and that could have been my granddaughter. Someone's daughter didn't get to come home. Someone's granddaughter didn't get to come home. And since then, I've been upset because of that. And then they had the shooting, and then now the threat. And it's sad that we have to live this way. When I went, I just made myself more aware of my surroundings, the exit signs. What would I do if it happened? Would I run to the back of the store? Would I run out the store? Someone going to be waiting out there, and it's just, I don't think I'm alone. It's scary. It may not even be Walmart. It could be other stores, and that's the thing. I'm just in shock about it.
Monica, your feelings aren't, it's not just you having those feelings. Thank you for your phone call. It's been up on our Facebook page since Saturday morning if you want to go converse about the threat, and we haven't heard if they nabbed the dude or not. Well, we didn't hear about a shooting, so either he didn't go through with it with his friend, chickened out, or he was caught. The Department of Homeland Security was made aware of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.